Hello and welcome to this episode of the podcast brought to you by the Northern Region of the University and College Union. In this episode, we're looking in particular at FE colleges in the region and industrial action which has taken place or industrial action ballots which are running at this moment in time. Now, you may well be aware that Newcastle College Group engaged in 10 days of industrial action in October, and that was in pursuit of a 10% pay rise and in opposition to the 2.5% pay rise which the college has given. Now, running at the moment, at the start of November, Darlington College UCU branch rejected the pay award that they've been offered of just 1%, and UCU regional support official Chris Robinson said it's completely unacceptable for Darlington College to offer staff just 1% more in their pay packets when inflation is soaring. Years of below inflation pay awards have left our members financially insecure. Now the cost of living crisis is upon us. They face being pushed into poverty. We have no choice other than to ballot members to take strike action. And Neil Stockton, the branch chair at Darlington College, spoke at a People's Assembly rally in the Northeast in Darlington on Saturday. And here's a clip from the speech.
I don't know if you know, but our members are in the process currently of balloting for industrial action. It's taken a long time to get to this point. For 12 years, our members have been taking pay cuts year after year after year. We love our jobs. We love our students. We worked really hard. We worked right through the pandemic. We changed the way we did things. We adapted. We supported our students. That support has not been reciprocated. It's pretty difficult for me to put into words how members feel at the moment. We've had an Ofsted inspection announced. They'll be visiting the college on Tuesday. The work pressure is immense. The pressure of getting a positive result out of Ofsted is immense. And all through that, we've got a ballot running in the background. So I just wanted to make you aware of the situation. I'm looking for support and solidarity from as many people as we can possibly get. This won't be popular. You know, people will try and make the case that we should be looking after our students. We will do our best to do that. But at the end of the day, we have members who can't eat, won't be able to pay the bills, won't be able to pay the mortgage or the rent. And that is not acceptable. Thank you very much.
That was Neil Stockton, the main rep for UCU at Darlington College branch, who are currently balloting for industrial action over pay. And you can find all of the speeches from the People's Assembly rally in Darlington on the Northern Echo Facebook page. You can also find them on the main tweet from UCU Northern, which is attached to this podcast. Coming up, we've got a short extract from an interview that Emma Campbell gave, which you can find on YouTube. Emma Campbell is the branch secretary at Newcastle College UCU who have been on strike recently. The clip is from a longer video that you can find on YouTube, which is UCU National Strike Newcastle College Pink October 2022. And in that, there are around 12, 13 minutes of a number of interviews, not just with Emma Campbell, but also with the regional official, Ian Owens, and with other strikers and picketers as well. And I'm very pleased that Tusk in North Tyneside have given us permission to use this clip.
UCU, it's national action, 10 days across various colleges across the country. UCU are asking for a 10% pay rise to match, well, it doesn't even quite match the cost of living, but, you know, to improve our salaries, to improve working conditions. At the minute, at NCG, just work with colleges across different parts of the country. We've got here, you've got Carlisle, Lewisham, Suffolk. The current offer is 2.5%, which is just not enough. It's not really a significant pay rise, as well as a £500 non-consolidated one-off payment, which, again, by the time you're taxed, and for our lowest paid workers and like our part-time workers who will only get a fraction of that, again, it's not going to go far enough. So I've been at the college a long time. So I started here in October 2012. I've been in various jobs, worked in various departments. I mean, year on year, our pay, you know, in real terms, does go down. So although we'll get pay rises, bonuses, it never matches inflation, and it's just getting worse and worse. And it can't continue, especially now. It's like just not sustainable. Yeah. And each year, the workload increases. I mean, we do the same job as a teacher. We're held to the same standards by Ofsted, but we're paid on average like £9,000 less than our, you know, secondary education counterparts. So I worked in secondary education, coming in to FE. You know, I did know the pay was lower, but working conditions were better. We had a lot more staff. We had staff who did various jobs. So I mean, now we're in charge of like doing tutorials, obviously teaching the students, chasing attendance. When I first started, we had people who did tutorials as their job. We had people who chased attendance as their job. And now that's the job of a lecturer. So it's cutbacks, putting more and more on staff for less pay, essentially. So workload's gone up and pay in real terms has gone down. And we can only see it continuing.
That was Emma Campbell, the branch secretary at Newcastle College, talking about the industrial action they've been taking in their dispute over pay. 10 days of action at Newcastle College and at Carlisle College in a dispute with NCG, Newcastle College Group, over the lack of a decent pay rise. And one of the things that has garnered the attention of the media is the extent of the industrial action that has been taken, as well as the support on the picket line. The branch at Newcastle decided to call one of their days of action Wild Wednesday, and this was covered by BBC Radio Newcastle in a report on the day. Here's an extract from that report live from the picket line that BBC Radio Newcastle covered on that day. It interviews pickets and various other people about the action, and you can hear the amount of noise and the disruption that the branch and the members are trying to engage with. One word of warning with this is that you can quite clearly hear the amount of noise and the amount of attention and disruption that the pickets are trying to cause. They're trying to draw attention to their plight about pay and the industrial action that they're taking. That's why you can hear a considerable amount of background noise.
BBC Radio Newcastle, making a difference in the North East.
18 minutes past eight. It seems like every week at the minute we're talking about workers going on strike or being asked if they want to go on strike. This time it's lecturers at Newcastle College. They're walking out today and tomorrow, which brings to an end a 10-day strike in a row over pay. Staff are on a picket line outside the college. Well, right now, so let's go there. Martin Lindsay is our reporter.
Morning, Martin. Yes, I'm outside Newcastle College, as you see, and what I'm looking at right now is striking workers waving their pink flags for the UCU union. They've got their pink hats on, and today they're calling it Wild Wednesday. So this is a day where they want to make as much noise as possible, and they're doing that through music. So what I'm looking at right now is a guy setting up a huge drum. We've got a guy with a guitar, and we've also got a sound system. I don't know if you can hear in the background. We've got a Cheryl Cole blasting out in the background as well. Right, okay. I'm trying to be good. We've got a guy just practicing on the drum right in front of us now. So it's really loud here already. And this is just the start, as you say, day 9 of this 10-day strike, which started last month. It's been staggered over the last few weeks. And this is all a dispute about pay. So they say they deserve a pay rise because of the rising cost of living. They want a 10% pay rise to bring them in line with what their counterparts in schools get paid, in secondary schools. They say that needs to be 10%. The offer at the minute is between 2.5% and 3% this year. So they're not happy with that. They want it to be in line with, as I say, their counterparts who to work in schools. Around 4,000 members of the UCU are on strike today right across the country, and some of them, as we know, are right outside Newcastle College now. One of them, I'm glad to say, has joined us. She's come away from the sound system. It's Vicky. Hiya, Vicky. You are here on strike today. Now, we always hear when we cover strikes, it's a last resort. You don't want to be on strike, you always hear, but you are on strike, so why?
So, I've been here for 15 years, and I've actually gone through a journey where the pay has, at some point, has reflected the workload. We're in a point now where the pay is nowhere near the workload, yet we are being treated in a very similar way to teachers, so we're being measured by Ofsted in the same way as teachers. Since learners have had to come in as a compulsory progression of education, our workload has grown and grown, and yet the pay hasn't reflected that. We're not asking to be rich, we're not asking to be well off and go off on big posh holidays, we're asking to be able to survive and have a pay that reflects our qualifications, our experience and our day-to-day work.
How's morale in the industry?
Inside, it's low. It is low. People, we got to the end of last academic year and we felt like we were on the floor. We don't feel like, even though we've had a summer, that we haven't properly recovered, especially in our section. We lost a lot of staff last year. Some of those staff left because the pay isn't reflecting the work, and the demand on the employees is just increasing. That, in turn, we still haven't fulfilled some of those positions, so some of us that are still in the section are picking up the pieces of the staff that we've lost, which means our workload again has increased. So morale is low, it's really low. Out here, it's a very different story, standing together, coming together, realising that your section isn't the only section feeling like that, realising that your job and you are not the only person feeling that way, and actually it's across the college and across the country.
I understand some of your colleagues who aren't part of the union aren't on strike. Is that causing a bit of friction?
Not friction, no, because I think there are a lot of people that aren't in the union for various reasons, and they are trying to find ways to support that, to support us and support our movement from the inside if they can, and verbally support it on the outside and saying to us, we are there, we're behind you, we're just not in that union, or we're not in a union at the moment.
Talking about paying for parenting to teaching, can you give us an insight into what you guys actually earn for making pay for our listeners?
Well, when I started, I was full-time and I was a course leader, and I was up near the higher end of the 20s. Because of numerous restructures, I have no longer been able to pay into my pension pot, which our CEO last week was telling us how amazing it is. But I took my job got cut in half, so I got made fractional, not voluntarily, and the work hasn't been there in my specialism to build that back up. So I'm actually now on a wage that's less than £20,000. My job is a 0.5 job, but it cannot in any way be done on a 0.5 contract. I was given an extra morning every week just because the kids were in school last year for free, just to try and manage my workload.
On that salary, how's the cost of living crisis affecting?
It's a struggle. It's a massive struggle. And like I said, in terms of luxury, I don't have much of the real luxury. I've got two kids who have this to pay for school, this to pay for, and you know, it's getting by, especially with things that are going up at the moment. It's a really precarious time as to whether day by day, week by week and month by month, we are going to have anything left at the end of it. Most months I don't.
Yeah, make cutbacks.
I make lots of cutbacks. Food cutbacks, as well as trying to balance the healthy living with affordable food. It's a massive struggle. We've had a battle with our gas and electric company because they weren't measuring out us right. So we were having, for a few months in a row, £400-£500 took out of our bank every month, but that was an incorrect assessment. So we've had all sorts where we still don't really know what we are bringing in and taking out on a month-by-month basis.
I understand your salaries for the guys out here today are sort of staggered, aren't they? They aren't all same as yours. Some of them are in the mid-30s, I believe, or someone was telling me they are anyway.
That's right.
Some of our listeners might be thinking, I'm not sure if you're right, that someone on £35,000 a year is going on strike. They'd love to earn that much money. What would you say to that?
I would love to earn that much money, and I would love to be in a position where I was full-time earning it, but the bottom line is their job is still choosing for what they're being paid for. So if they're on the top of the salary bracket, they have taken on numerous cohorts, many students, and the problems that come with that, and that's the stuff that keeps us in the job. That's the stuff we're passionate for the learners, but it's the admin that seems to be created to keep other people who are actually on much higher than that in their job, but it's still not reflective of our colleagues in schools.
Well, not too long after the pandemic, huge disruption for students. This isn't fair on them, is it?
The students are the people who feel it for the most, and I know some of our colleagues that are in are the ones trying to hold things together. We have learners this week that are in their first big performance for us, and this is a big deal for the staff. This is the bit we put up with the admin and the heavy workload so that we can be there for them to put their work on a stage for their parents and be there to celebrate with them that massive achievement. And we're having to take a step back from that and not be there and not see that progress with our own eyes, and that actually is heartbreaking for us because that's why we're here.
Okay, thank you, Vicky. Thanks for talking to us live here on BBC Radio Newcastle this morning. And that's Vicky, one of the many who are striking here outside Newcastle College today. I should point out, Alf, as well, we have approached the college for a comment. It's yet to get back to us. The Association of Colleges as well, which has come in for some criticism on its recommended pay offer, says it wants to increase wages, but it has to keep its colleges financially secure, and it says it can only go further with more government support. So I put that to the government. The government says it has paid a £16 billion uplift, £1.6 billion uplift to further education like colleges. This is over the next couple of years. So that's where we're at now. So as you can hear, the music continues outside Newcastle College this morning.
I think that was Martin Lindsay somewhere there, and loads of drums and tambourines.
Thanks then for listening to this episode, and please don't forget to like, favourite, subscribe or review our podcast in whichever app that you use. Please don't forget to tell others so that they also can listen to our content. You can find more information about all of these stories and all of the reports in this episode by looking at Twitter, UCU Northern.